Joining me now in the senior spotlight is left tackle Kyler Reed. Kyler, let's talk about your left tackle position first of all. Let's start with the basics. As you come to the line following the break, what's going through your head and what's the first thing you're looking at?
Well, first thing I'm looking at is what side the play is running. If it's running my side, I got to know my assignment. So if the guy's lined up over me, I got to know if I need to scoop him, base him, base block him, or just need to just leave him alone. It depends on how the play is going. And if it's away, how I need to block him, if I need to cut him, just really depends.
Now, one of the things I've heard about linemen is there's certain things you have to watch for, whether it's a pass or a run with the knuckles and the hands and so forth, giving things away. Kind of describe what you have to do if it's a pass play versus a run.
Well, if it's a run play, you're usually going to have more weight on your hand, so your hand's going to be a lot wider. And some guys will watch that. If it's a pass play, they're not going to have as much weight on their hand. So one thing you got to do is just make sure you have the same amount of weight, so that way they can't really key off if you're going run or pass.
As you take on the defender in front of you, what are you allowed to do with your hands, and what will draw a flag?
I'm allowed to keep them inside the breastplate. If they leave that, like grab the shoulders, grab jerseys, pull, then it's considered a holding. Or if I hit him in the back once, it's considered block in the back. But with the block in the back, if he turns and I get a hit on him, that's his fault because he turned. It just really depends. If, like I said, out of the breastplate is holding, though.
What is the importance percentage-wise of just physicality versus technique?
Oh, technique is a lot higher than physicality. We coach technique all the time because you can be as physical as you want, but you're going to get tired of muscling everything up. So we got to get coached to stay low, keep our technique right, and get our blocks on.
In your football career, have you ever gotten a chance to actually touch the football in the game?
Yeah, last year I was one of the kickoff return guys. I started all for kickoff return. And I got two onsides kicked to me, and I got them both. It was pretty nice.
Excellent. What is one of the best things about being a Hornet football player?
Just the environment. You know, this is a really good town that supports our program, and our guys are just all family-led. We love each other. We give each other a bunch of nonsense, but we all love each other. And like, it's the fans, the Friday nights, the lights, the stadium. It's great.
Say an elementary school kid, maybe just starting out in Y-League football, comes up and says, man, I want to be like you. I want to play out there when I get bigger. What would be your advice to the kids?
Take coaching. Keep your technique right and never give up.
Outside of the win over Maryville, which everyone says so far, other than that, what's one of the best memories you have of playing football from when you first started to now?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would have to say last year I got to start defense for the first time in high school. So it was a great time. I got 7 tackles against Benton, and it was probably the funnest I've ever had.
What's your plans after graduation?
Go to college, get a degree, and hopefully move somewhere that offers something to my degree.
All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.